The Ghana Police Service says it is well positioned with the support of all stakeholders to ensure an incident-free election. The service has therefore resolved to resource areas where there exist deficits, either in logistics or personnel, for the task ahead. The Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Sivas Arthur, told George Asekere that the IGP has almost completed a nationwide tour and is satisfied with preparations on the ground.
Presently, we are parading through the principal streets of Ho after a simulation exercise has been observed at IGP and has been passed to be one of the best across the country. In fact, the best, not one of the best. He's so elated by the preparation or the preparedness of the Ho police. As a side attraction, they have taken the IGP off guard, and we are doing a show of force through the principal seat of Accra, principal seat of Ho, after which the IGP will meet the personnel for a tête-à-tête discussion. The media has been in attendance. They are doing what they know how to do best. So far, across the country, the IGP has been so satisfied with the preparation of the men, apart from little loopholes that they have to plug into, which he has pointed out to them, and they are working on. Areas that the IGP identifies as upcoming by way of logistical support and other things, the IGP, upon return to Accra, those logistical support to augment their logistics. We are just about on the ninth leg. The last will be Accra and Tema region. So far, so good.
Well, we have some few months into elections, and are we getting the impression that the police service is poised, well-positioned for the task ahead?
Very, very, very poised. Not only by our state of readiness to deliver on the day of the election and afterwards, but by the way we have brought everybody on board. We have identified stakeholders who have a role to play, and they have also been brought on board. The media, the various segments within the political parties, the youth leadership, the leadership of the party, the general secretaries and the chairpersons. They have all been brought on board, and we are going to also engage the EC, the National Peace Council, the clergy. We also have the plans to meet the civil society organizations so that we can all see things through the same spectacle.
Superintendent Sivas Arthur said the police service considers all vigilante groups banned and warned it will deal with any group that tries to operate illegally.
Yeah, so far we don't get to meet vigilante groups because we don't consider them existing. There hasn't been any vigilante activity to even give the inkling to the IGP that vigilante groups are operating. We consider them banned. We have told them so. Unless, of course, you have any group that wants to perform the job of security company, then you have gone and secured the requisite license. Then you are operating legally. And for that matter, you are operating under rules and regulations. For the ones that we have observed with the political parties, which undertake rowdy activities, attack opponents and other things, we consider them banned. And any time any of them suffers, we will deal with them according to the law.
Meanwhile, the police service says the use of the IGP's name to defraud people on social media comes as no news to the service. The police has therefore cautioned the public to be vigilant of criminals. Sifas Arthur again.
Yeah, he has said about it, I have heard about it, and it is no news. In fact, it is no news, not because it doesn't matter. It matters. But it's as if the miscreants are always looking out for ways to hoodwink people, to cheat people, and to perpetrate their crime. And so anybody that they will get, and the person with some credibility and authority, they will try to use his name. Okay. They use that of former IGP Paul Kwe. They use that of former IGP Mr. Mohammed Ahmed Alassan. And I knew they would definitely use that of Mr. John Kudama, right, even me, a small fish. So what we need to do is to be very vigilant.
Okay.
We shouldn't stick our neck into any lofty idea because it is the name of the IGP. Probe, do some due diligence before you put your neck on the line.
Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Sifas Arthur,